News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Before all that, though, over half of Ireland's septic tanks failed inspections, putting the health of our waters and our households at risk. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency's latest report is published this morning. It's calling for greater efforts by local authorities to enforce poor maintenance, septic tanks not being desludged, the discharging of effluent into ditches and streams, leaks. It goes on and on. Of course, the impact of this is that the household drinking water can become contaminated with harmful bacteria and viruses. It's an extraordinary story, Ciara, of failure, both by the population at large and by local authorities to enforce.
It's really interesting because it seems to me that the rate of failure is so high. It's over half of them. And this is out of a sample that they have inspected. So it looks like, from the outside looking in, and I've never had a septic tank because I've never lived in a kind of a house that needed one, that people get them, put them in, and then just leave them to it. They just leave them at it. And a huge amount of people don't maintain them, don't desludge them, don't empty them out and refill them or do anything to them at all other than install them and hope for the best. That seems to be the thing. So we have a system, and bear in mind, we have much more septic tanks in this country than most other countries.
We have five times the level of septic tanks, at least, than Scotland has with the same population.
Which is very interesting. And also, Scotland has quite a rural population and is quite a dispersed population too, but it's different, obviously. But whatever is going on, it seems to me people, we don't have a system where people, you know, get regular checks, regular desludging, that they're maintained in a way. That system isn't existing. People aren't doing it on their own. And I think, considering how much of this effluent is going into our groundwater, into our land, into our agricultural, into, you know, our possible drinking water system, we're going to have to be talking not just about carrots. We're going to have to be talking about sticks, aren't we?
Yeah. Do you know what? We're really good in this country at looking after our own little patch and how it affects us. But I'm not sure as a country we actually care about the wider environment. I was coming in this morning in the taxi. There was rubbish everywhere. Well, people give out about Dublin City Council, but there'll be people from Dublin City Council out cleaning the streets today. This is people just dumping the rubbish, not even caring. And there's an extraordinary stat, Ciara, in this. The EPA report found that basically one in five of the septic tanks that they sent notices, that local authorities sent notices. They're basically saying, your tank isn't working, it's spilling out. One in five of those, the people did nothing about it. When they did a follow-up, they had done nothing about it. Like, imagine being told the SH1T from your septic tank is leaking in to drinking water, is leaking into surrounding ground, and going, yeah, Grant, I'm going to do nothing
about
that.
I think it's probably...
What kind of person does that?
Well, lots of people, because that's 20% of them.
Yeah.
I think there's an element of out of sight, out of mind. I think there's also an element of that system. You know, maybe what we need is a national system, which I think we're supposed to have with our local authorities, but where there is, you have to sign up to something when you have a septic tank that you will maintain it, that you will pay a management fee to a national body and they will come and do it for you, or whatever it is. Because it seems to me, this doesn't exist. This isn't happening. This isn't where people are at who have them. And the numbers are so high that this seems to be the norm. That's what I would think.
Yeah, I find these reports really, really depressing. Bad enough that you don't maintain your septic tank, but when you're told there's a problem with it, you do nothing about it. I think that is unforgivable.
Look, let us know. We would love to hear from you if you have a septic tank. We would love to hear from you if there are issues. Bear in mind, our text line is anonymous and therefore you can say whatever you want. But we'd love to know what's going on out there. This is a very damning report. This is actually messing with our environment in a big way, and even down to messing with our drinking water. Your own drinking water, where you know, where your septic tank lies cheek by jowl with it. Let us know what you think about this. This is grim stuff. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.